Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Norman Greenbaum bringing this back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're so fortunate, folks, to have the legendary Bob McTeer with us right now. Bob has been a member of my brain trust since 1999, when he was a member of the Federal Open Market Committee, a voting member of the Fed. And he's since retired, but what a great resource he is, and a national treasure as far as I'm concerned. They called him the Lonesome Dove in those days because he was an independent, critical thinker and made his own decisions. And I love the way he voted on monetary policy back in those days. Bob, thanks again for being here. And I want to say this, Bob, thank you for your service to this country. You put a mark on the economy, and you were, and I wanted you to run for president. So I don't mind telling people that you're one of the people I admire very much.
Okay. Don't get excited here.
No, I know. Yeah, he's like that, folks. Anyway, now, Bob, you've been a good friend to me and to small business. I know you believe that because that's your background. Your father was a small business owner. So you were telling us a story about a professor in college, and it was your mentor who introduced you to a part of the Federal Reserve Act called Section 13.3, which says, because I looked it up after you told me about it last week, which says that in an emergency, as a lender of last resort, the Fed can become a lender to individuals. These are the words, folks: individuals, partnerships, and corporations. Bob, that's in the law. But in my career, and I'm pretty sure in your career, that kind of granular lending by the Fed has not happened until now.
Yeah, I had my class with Professor Waller in 1962, and he was all excited about this possibility of lending to non-banks. And I was wondering why. He said, but it's never happened before. And I was wondering, why in the hell are you so excited about something that's never happened before? It didn't really happen to a great extent until 2008.
Yeah.
But it Dodd-Frank attempted to tamp it down. The Congress didn't like all the power that the Fed seemed to have.
Can I stick a detail in here, Fred? Bob, is when it happened in 08 was when the Fed opened up the discount window to commercial banks, right? They opened it up to more banks. Is that right?
No. Well, when they did things more directly, buying commercial paper from companies.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So go ahead.
Well, it's just ironic to me that something that didn't happen for maybe 20 years suddenly throws me back to my money and banking class in 1962 and the presence of my professor.
When the law says individuals, partnerships, and corporations, and then you and I, I don't know if you've seen the memo that I quoted in a piece I wrote recently, where the Fed said they're going to underwrite small business loans. How would that even happen, Bob? How did we get to the discount window? What do we do when we get there? Do we get fries with that? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the mechanics will be. Dodd-Frank put some restrictions on that, and it required the Fed to get the permission of the Treasury in order to invoke that, and also requires the Treasury to put up some collateral in case the Fed loses some money.
Mm-hmm.
The Treasury has been using its Exchange Stabilization Fund money to collateralize potential lending by the Fed to the private sector.
Well,
the Fed is now buying high-grade bonds from major corporations.
That's through Section 13, right? That's part of Section 13's.
All of this is Section 13. Yes.
Yeah.
Section 13 talks about the powers of the Fed and lending by the Fed. Section 13.3 specifically addresses lending to individuals and corporations that mm-hmm. are not banks.
Mm-hmm. So would I mean, one of the things that we have the SBA lending that's going on right now, that's part of the CARES Act. But for the Fed to say they're going to underwrite that, do you think that means that they're going to just sort of back up and sort of be the backup for the SBA if they need more money? Do you think that's what that means?
That's probably what it means. But the thing for your audience to take away from this, we're too far in the weeds here, but the thing for your audience to take away is when the Fed is involved and all in like that, there are no quantitative limits on what can be done.
Yeah.
The Fed can do everything that's needed and then some.
Mm-hmm.
So central banks are powerful institutions if they are allowed to be.
And ours is the most powerful one. And it'll. This is the message we want to get out to small businesses, Bob, and you've helped me do that. Thank you again for being here. Thank you for coming out of retirement and sharing some of your wisdom with us. We need it right now more than ever. And I hope you'll come back soon. Thank you, Bob. Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen, the legendary Bob McTeer. I don't care what he says. I'm Jim Blessington. I'll be right back.
Whether the right or wrong, at least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.